I want to welcome a gentleman on the phone who is a source of sometimes a lot of controversy, a lot of difficulty, a lot of arguments and a lot of tension. But I hope that we can start fresh tonight, that there's going to be none of that. I know, Kira, you're in a good mood, right?
Right.
Everything's fine. Everything's Galway player, great. You are in a good mood?
Very good.
Hey, see, look, there we go. Then there will be no need for conflict this evening. I can already feel it. I am like a peacemaker. I'm like a diplomat. And I know that everything is going to be fine. Now, Galway player, hi. Welcome to the show, of course.
Hi, how are you, Chris? I'm Kira.
I'm good. How are you, Kira?
I'm good.
Well, good. I tell you what, already I'm enjoying this. Now, let me tell you something. Galway player is a friend of the show. He is, in the words of himself, he is, in his own words, he is Ireland's top male dating expert. And you know what? A lot of people would agree with him, myself included. I think he is certainly Ireland's top male dating expert. And every week he comes on and he gives the men of Ireland advice on how they can be players such as himself. He, you know, of course, the Galway player is a renowned ladies' man. I mean, he was giving advice in even the Star, I believe it was, during the Galway races, wasn't it, for Paddy Power, Galway player?
I've been all over the place, Chris. Literally. An international man of mystery and expertise.
Yes, see, this is it. Yeah, world-renowned, and his expertise and his techniques
are sought.
Kira, I have not finished introducing... Galway player, apologies for that, by the way. And
there's already.
Yeah, well, look, I know, I tell you. In fairness, Kira's setting a low tone. But Galway player, he comes on every week. He gives the men of Ireland advice on how they can be players such as himself. But ladies, I am telling you, this is not a wasted experience for anyone, because you get to hear everything that he is giving out as advice. You get to be in the dressing room for the team talk. Everybody can benefit from this, all right? Now, his Twitter is @GalwayPlayer, and his website is thegalwayplayer.com. Simple as that, thegalwayplayer.com. Galway player, what are we going to learn from you this evening?
Okay, Chris, this evening I'm going to talk about two of my favourite topics and how you can learn from both of them and improve, you know, things in your own life through an intimate knowledge of both of them.
Okay.
So basically, what I'm going to talk about is women and sport.
Women and sport?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, right.
Okay.
So basically, no, it's been an amazing summer of sport. As the autumn draws in, you know, we had the World Cup, we had the Irish women's rugby team. The GAA Championship has been unbelievable. Some of the matches that have been played so far, we have the hurling final coming up, the football final to look forward to. I know Donegal people haven't taken off their jerseys since last Sunday and probably won't for the next 3 weeks.
You know, I actually have seen some people walking around town even recently. You're right, actually. I don't think they have taken them off. I don't think
fair play to them.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, they should milk
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And, you know, Febreze is available, guys, just so you know. Just to let all the Donegal fans out there that they can, enjoy themselves and show their pride.
Yeah.
So, basically, like, sport is, you know, it's an amazing thing and it's a very important part of life. And I'll never trust anyone that doesn't really like sport. You know, if you can't, the way it brings communities and people together, nothing else is like that. Like, you know, electric picnics is great and concerts and bands, they're brilliant, but they come and go. Whereas your sports team is what you have for life. And it teaches us so much in life.
Sure, sport. I agree. You know what, Galway player, that's very noble of you. That's a very wise thing to say, I agree. Very community-minded, very civic-minded of you. I didn't know you had this side. I completely agree.
Absolutely. I mean, for example, some of the things that sport teaches us is the importance of teamwork.
Yeah.
Okay? And this can be applied to dating as well. Teamwork is very important when it comes to on a night out with your friends, having wingmen to help you score.
Sure, of course. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, having a threesome. It's all about teamwork as well. There's a lot of technical stuff to be worked out. So,
a lot of tactics, yeah. You're right, yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, positional,
formations and things like that. Yeah, yeah, I hear you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. Another thing that sport teaches us is that you need goals and objectives, challenges, you know, to improve yourself. Like, you know, all the great teams need a great opponent. You have Real Madrid and Barcelona, you have Messi versus Ronaldo. You need, even the best, need someone to challenge them.
You need rivalries, of course you do. You need healthy rivalries, absolutely.
And in dating, you know, we see this, that as soon as people get into a relationship, they get fat, they let themselves go. This happens with women all the time. You need a challenge, okay?
Yes.
You know, sport teaches us this. There's no such thing as failure. That's another thing. There's always another game. There's always another woman. I mean, Argentina lost the World Cup final to Germany there a couple of months ago. They hammered them last night in a friendly. You know, there's always another game out there, okay?
Sure, sure.
So, You know, the thing about sport is that, you know, there is a raw and natural beauty to it. And women are finally starting to appreciate this and realise it. There's so much rubbish reality TV shows and stuff on the television at the minute that cannot compare and do not have the same, you know, amazing storylines and drama that sport naturally produces.
Sure,
okay?
I agree.
Like the X Factor started there last week. I defy the producers to find a hard luck story on X Factor this year like that of the Mayo football team.
Right. Okay. Yeah, okay, all right, very good. I see.
So you're going to find, you know, that women are more into sport now, and there's a lot of different girls that, you know, they genuinely are very interested and very passionate, and some are even knowledgeable about different sports out there. So I'm just going to talk about the types of sport that girls are into and what this says about them.
Oh, here we go. I knew there was something coming. So the types of sport that girls like and what it says about them.
I would like to apologise before you even start talking.
I knew that this was coming. I knew something like this had to be on its way. All right.
Okay, so, guys, if she's a GAA fan, this means she's a future homemaker, right? She's going to make a great little housewife someday.
Wow.
She's probably a home bird. You know, she still has the same group of friends since national school. And they're going to be easily found around coppers or Flannery's, okay?
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Yes.
The night before a big match, that's where you're going to find these GAA jersey-wearing girls. Now, some of them look fabulous in jerseys and nothing else. But, you know, they're good, solid girls to go for. So if you're a GAA player or a GAA fan, you know, you have good future potential with these women.
Okay, well, there you go. I guess these are the kind of girls, GAA player, that would drink pints, wouldn't they?
Yeah, yes. Generally they tend to, all right, yes. Yeah, okay. Unfortunately. Yes. Now, look at the likes of Anna Geary, the Cork camogie player that was in the Rose League. There are some fine-looking sports, you know, players out there these days.
Shocking as it is, yeah.
I know, it's amazing.
Yeah, isn't
so
it?
They're, you know, so women's sport, like particularly women's soccer, there's a lot of hot babes out there, so it's worth, guys, it's worth every now and again. Women's tennis, we all know that's a, you know, great place to see talent. So women's sport definitely has been improving over the years. Soccer fans now. I find these, they're normally well-travelled, okay?
You know, female soccer fans, you're saying?
Yeah, female soccer fans, sorry. Okay. They're quite passionate as well. They tend to be, you know, very open-minded and tolerant of other cultures. I suppose, you know, soccer is very, you know, it's the world sport.
Sure.
So, you know, they know more about different things like that. I find they can be argumentative now. You know, I dated a girl before and, you know, she'd be arguing over any little thing, offsides and back passes and different stuff. Generally, she was wrong. This led to other arguments. But, you know, there's a bit of passion. Any girl that knows Tuesday and Wednesday night is for Champions League football and not for the soaps, she's a keeper.
You're saying that's a quality girl, is it?
That's a quality girl.
Okay,
that's the kind of girl you want to be curled up. A cuddle girl.
Sure.
I was discussing this with a friend last night, and he was there. You know, when we're in college, you're going out your Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights, and you're scoring. Whereas on Tuesday nights, the night in, you want some bird that'll call over, cuddle on the couch, and then you can have a bit more fun.
Something that'll keep you warm, exactly.
Exactly. So these soccer fans can be cuddle fans as well. You have your Tuesday, Wednesday night, call over to watch the Champions League, and then you can have a bit of fun afterwards.
Okay, your view of women who enjoy soccer seems to be a lot more favourable than your view of women who enjoy GAA, I have to say. I noticed a disparity there.
I'm talking from the heart. I'm just talking about my experience.
Okay, all right.
Other people can disagree if they want.
Sure.
But they will be wrong. Moving on to rugby fans. Now, this is an interesting one. Rugby has skyrocketed in popularity since the game has turned professional, particularly since the jerseys have got much tighter.
Sure. You think that has something to do with it?
Yeah, I find that the female rugby fans tend to be a lot more shallow. They're desperate to fit in. And how other people perceive them is actually, it's more important than their own feelings.
Oh, really?
Like they're not really experts on the game. Some of them, the only hooker they could name is Julia Roberts. But, you know, this doesn't mean that they don't enjoy the games.
Sure.
You know, and they can be nice girls. They're not the most interesting, but like, you wouldn't dropkick them to touch.
That's the biggest pile of shit I've ever heard in my life.
So you're saying that maybe the you find that the average female rugby fan isn't particularly knowledgeable on the sport or any of the players, but, you know, goes along with it anyway and has great fun all the same.
Exactly. And then, I suppose, you know, they're the main sports. I suppose girls I tend to avoid, because I'm, you know, particularly good at sport, I tend to avoid girls that aren't in any way, shape or form interested in sport. Like, I don't trust guys at all that aren't into any sport. Women as well. They see, what happens, Chris, is they tend to be drama queens, right? They're very...
Who tends to be drama queens?
The girls that aren't into sport at
all. Are you saying that that's kind of an indicator that they're going to be drama queens?
Yeah, I found that so far.
That doesn't even make sense.
Kira, please.
They're a lot more high maintenance, Chris, because they don't have a vehicle to vent.
They've nothing else to do, basically.
See, this is passion and the emotion. Like, a very good friend of mine got in a bit of trouble during the week for an emotional tweet she put out after a match. But that, I love to see that. I love to see people having something that they're passionate about, something that they can vent and, you know, show it's an emotional roller coaster.
It's something constructive for women to do, really, if they're into sport, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, of course. Worked up.
Of course.
You know where I'm going with that, okay?
Yeah, I hear you.
So if they're not into sport, they need something to inject passion into their own life. You know, they're normally working the 9-to-5, the boring job, so they need some kind of excitement and passion. If they don't get that by watching the sports team, then they're going to get it in inane and stupid fights that are just going to annoy fellas.
Sure. So basically, they're going to create drama with their other half or with other people just to have a bit of excitement, and then, sure, of course, that's just going to be headaches for us all, isn't it?
Yeah. And these girls, they're not going to wash your dirty kit or massage your bruised ego or bruised body after a game.
They won't understand.
No, I came home, back after a match there recently, bit of an injury.
What match go and play, if you don't mind me asking?
Sorry?
What sport?
I played Gaelic football.
Very good. So you came back after a match of that and...
Yeah, and I had a couple of injuries, lied on the couch, expected the lady that was there to, you know, tend to my needs. And she was like, go up to bed if you're that sore.
Oh, okay, that must have been a real bruise for you.
Maybe shocking,
so obviously she got a red card straight away.
Oh. You what? You did what?
She got the red card.
So you didn't see her again after that?
No, but this, you know, it was proof that, you know, if you're going to be dating a girl, she needs to have at least some empathy with sport. She needs to be able to understand that going to watch a Europa League game on a Thursday evening is probably more important than hanging out with her and her family or friends.
Wow.
Yes. Well, I couldn't look. I mean, Galway player, you've put it better than I think any other man could. Absolutely.
Do you really think so?
Kira.
I think that your views are very flawed. I really do. I'd be a fan of rugby. I'd be a fan of GAA. Although that is recent, and I'll admit to that. And I so enjoyed watching the World Cup with Chris. Yeah. I like to know what's going on with different footballers around the world. I think that what you just did there was a sweeping generalisation of girls' views on sport. 51552. I would like all the ladies that are listening tonight to text in, please. And
could I put it to you, though?
No, and tell the Galway player that he's wrong.
No, that's fine, though.
And don't get me wrong, there is people that jump on the bandwagon. There is, 100%. Yeah. But there is genuinely... I can't believe I've even seen... Like, even saying that genuinely...
I like how you're dignifying this with his response.
Yeah, there's females that are into sport. Of course there's females that are into sport. Like, this is ridiculous.
I think you would make a good housewife, though. And you are into GAA. Like, I think you'd be a good homemaker.
I think I would be a good homemaker, too.
Yeah. So, you know, it's right in that sense.
Okay.
Yeah. But I guess, you know what? There's a lot more to it than that.
There's a lot more to it than that.
No, I hear you. But look, Galway player... already I can see some texts coming in that you have frustrated people with. But hey, what can you do? I mean, this is just who the Galway player is. God bless him. And he's a polarizing character. Look, Galway player, I'll tell you what. How about everybody goes online and they check you out on Twitter? Your Twitter is @GalwayPlayer. Your website is thegalwayplayer.com. Thegalwayplayer.com. I mean, you come on every week. You give relationship advice, dating advice. So this evening, I guess a kind of a sociological study on the different women and what their sport preferences say about them. But hey, that is who you are. You know, you're a modern academic, you're a modern philosopher, and I thank you for coming on this evening.
A pleasure, as always, Chris.